Scott Richmond is chief economist with the Renewable Fuels Association. We've heard for quite some time that these small refinery exemptions are a problem for the renewable fuels industry. They haven't gone away, have they?
No, they certainly have not. Fortunately, in recent months, the blend rate for ethanol has popped back up a little bit. The price effects are still there and still affecting the industry. And we've really got a hangover from some of the effects that occurred earlier this year.
So with the blend rate going up, is that helping get some of that fuel into the system?
Yeah, it's been a good development for our member companies over the last couple of months. But like I mentioned earlier in the year, the blend rates really sank and were adversely affected by the small refinery exemptions that were handed out. There were almost 50 exemptions handed out retroactively for 2016, 2017 by the EPA. And even though we've had some good news lately on the blend rate, the residual effects from the small refinery exemptions have continued to cause ethanol prices to be lower than they otherwise would have been, and continued to adversely affect our industry from the standpoint of the revenues they're earning.
Now, you've seen the ethanol revenue go down because the price going down. Out here on the consumer side of things, we've seen gas prices up quite a bit through the mid to late summer and only recently going down a little bit. Is that partly because of that lack of a blend?
Well, fuel prices, gasoline prices, tend to follow crude oil a fair amount, and that's what we saw happen this summer. But unfortunately for our producer members, the same thing did not happen. The pickup in revenues did not happen as a result of overall fuel prices increasing. The crude oil and gasoline prices went up considerably this summer, and ethanol prices did not. They averaged about 70 cents under gasoline on a wholesale basis this summer, and at times they were higher than that. They got up to 80, 85 cents per gallon, lower than wholesale gasoline. So ethanol was actually helping to keep the price of fuel at retail down, but it would have been nice if our members had not suffered in terms of lower prices than they should have seen, and had been able to participate in some of that rally.
Now, the former EPA administrator handed out, I believe, it was 19 exemptions back in 2016, and even more in 2017. Do those exemptions expire at all? Can the ethanol industry say at least these will go away eventually, or do we have to fight to get them to go away?
Well, and one of the aspects of the granting of those exemptions is they didn't happen in the sunshine. They were handed out retroactively after those years had passed, and a lot of that came to light in the early months of this year. That's one of the things that really took the legs out from under the market. What the EPA did to grant these exemptions is they reinstated a considerable number, really billions of RINs, renewable identification numbers, to those refineries. And those refineries have the option: do they want to go ahead and use those RINs for compliance, or do they want to blend physical biofuels and kind of keep their powder dry as far as the use of RINs goes, and be able to save those up for another day? So the EPA is estimating that at the end of this year, there will be just over 3 billion RINs in inventories that refiners will be able to carry over and use for future compliance. So unfortunately, that's a reason that this is going to continue to be with us and going to continue to adversely affect the market. The other thing is there have been 15 petitions already for exemptions for small refineries for 2018. Those haven't been ruled on yet, but certainly once the door was opened, companies look to exploit that that opening.
Now, I'd imagine with the precedent set, these 2018 applications have a pretty good chance of going through as well.
Well, one of the paradoxical things is that with ethanol 70 cents below gasoline for a good part of the summer, and with RIN prices having cratered as a result of this, there's actually less of an argument, less of a leg for them to stand on from an objective standpoint for 2018. So one can hope that with the change in the EPA administrator and with the objective facts on the ground, that the same thing won't happen for 2018, but we're certainly keeping a watch on it.
What is next in the battle to get back on more of a level playing field with these RINs and with the demand destruction issues?
Right. So there are two things in the offing right now. One is more of a longer term issue. One is a nearer term issue. So the president during the campaign season came out and said that he was for a vapor pressure waiver for E15 to allow E15 to be used nationwide. The EPA is supposed to issue a proposal on that in February, and hopefully a final rule by the end of May, in time for the summer gasoline season. So there's some hope that that will give a little bit of incremental consumption in 2019. Again, it would be E15, E85 work better with a higher RIN price. It makes it more economically competitive. It gives more of an incentive for those sorts of blends if you have a higher RIN price. So the small refiner exemptions are even affecting that. The other thing that's a longer term issue is that in January, the EPA is expected to issue a proposal for what's called the reset of RFS standards. And that's in recognition that really on the cellulosic and advanced biofuel side, some of the volumes weren't as high as expected when the renewable fuel standard RFS2 was enacted in 2007. So hopefully the EPA will take into account the levels of production and potential production of different biofuels, and we'll keep things on the straight and narrow path going forward with that.
Are there any things that farmers, ethanol producers, even consumers can do to perhaps help this situation?
Well, absolutely. If you see E85 or E15 offered at local stations, please be a consumer of that. We are right now in the outside of the summertime driving season, and so consumption slumps a little bit during this season. We've seen a few plants or a few companies talk about pulling back on production rates, things like that. So every bit of additional consumer demand that we can get, we're glad to have right now.
Is there anything you'd like to add today?
No, I don't think so. Just thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk today.